Hi, friends. Welcome back to the Tough Friends Collective podcast with me, your host, Chelsea Gomez, also known on the interwebs as Oh, You're So Tough. If you are joining us for another episode, welcome back. And if you are new here, just a brief overview of the podcast. It's all about cancer, but speaking about cancer in real, authentic, and candid ways. So no walk to remember cancer vibes here. Most of the stories that we discuss on this podcast come directly from my cancer community on my Instagram page called Oh, You're So Tough. Speaking of Instagram, today's topic is directly from my Instagram page, and it's inspired by a drawing that I did about identity and cancer and how a lot of your identity can get wrapped up into cancer. So let me go ahead and read the quote that I posted. So the drawing that I made said, "I don't want cancer to define me, but I can't deny the mark it has left on every inch of my being. There are certain days that I get wrapped up in those feelings of feeling like I'm just the cancer girl. I only have what I have today because of cancer, and that's the only reason people pay attention to me. And I don't like feeling like that. I am a person. I am more than cancer. You are more than cancer listening to this." And so I think that it's important that we have this discussion and normalize a lot of these feelings. And I hope to do that in today's episode. So speaking of today's episode, if you do enjoy the podcast, please, please, please follow along on whatever you're listening to it on. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, please subscribe, follow. And if you could rate the podcast, give it a nice rating, some nice comments, I would truly, truly appreciate that. So to kick off the discussion on this topic, I want to read a submission that I've received through my page on this topic. I have several that I picked out that are very relatable to what we're discussing today. And the first one I want to read is, "I feel like that's all people see when they look at me." Just let that sink in for a second. That quote truly does speak volumes, and I have felt that exact same way many times, whether I was in the middle of active treatment to even just the other day when I drew that quote. I mean, I feel like that. It goes up and down, but I feel like that a lot. I feel like an imposter sometimes. I don't know why. I just do. Let's talk a little bit about where these feelings come from. What is the reality of living with cancer, and why can it feel like it becomes your whole identity? So the first reason why cancer can really feel like it becomes your identity is really the way that cancer comes in and moves into your life and takes over everything. It changes everything in your life. You go from living a quote-unquote normal existence to the next day figuring out how you're going to survive. Like, you are facing a life and death situation, and clearly something like that becomes the center of your universe. And so when there's so much emphasis being put on cancer, 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 it can feel like that is all your life entails, is just appointments and illnesses and side effects and all of that. So it's easy to see how you can feel like, wow, I don't have any of my normal life anymore. All I am dealing with is this freaking cancer. So the second reason that cancer really feels like it becomes your identity is the way that friends and family deal with the cancer news. I know for me, it became like the only topic of conversation with my family, my friends. How are you feeling? How are you doing? Like, there was no more Chelsea. It was just the cancer girl. I didn't get texts about funny stuff that I used to get texts about. I didn't get normal questions. I got all of these just, I don't know, it made me feel like people were looking at me and being like, ah, poor you. People who were my friends, I think, felt like they couldn't complain about anything that was going on in their normal life because I was going through this. And there's a difference between, you know, you saying you have cancer and someone going, oh, well, I had a cold once and it's just like that. No, but if you are my friend, I still want to hear from you and still want to be treated like I was treated the day before I got sick. Like, I want to hear about your boss, your coworkers. Like, I want to have normal conversations with you that aren't all about cancer. And unfortunately, I'm not blaming the people in our lives because obviously you don't know what to say, really. And so in this podcast, I hope that we can help you know what to say. But, you know, people don't know what to say. And it just makes it feel like everyone is tiptoeing around you and you don't feel like yourself. You just feel like somebody is just like, oh, is she okay? Is she fine? Oh, are you all right? It's like, girl, let's joke around. Let's talk. Let's talk about anything but cancer. My whole freaking life is cancer right now. And with that, another layer of this identity in cancer is that your brain is so focused on like survival, like fight and flight, that I was so anxious. I still get like this. If I get a weird symptom, I'm like, ah, I'm Googling, I'm freaking out. Externally, I look calm and okay. But let me tell you, when I'm on one of those, like, what was that symptom? Oh, crap. Am I itchy because of this? Do I have shortness of breath? What is going on? My mind starts spiraling into anxiety. And that is so normal because you are facing life and death situation. If you feel like you're entering back into the life and death situation, of course your mind is going to run and spin and go to all sorts of conclusions. And especially, you know, while I was in treatment, I was Googling everything, looking up statistics, joining all the groups. That's all I was consuming. I was going to appointments. I was hearing from my friends asking me about cancer. I was Googling cancer. Everything was cancer. Where was I? I was gone. I felt gone for such a long time. I felt erased from my life. And another thing that made me feel just small and not like myself is the tendency to put people with cancer on a pedestal and automatically assign them labels such as inspiration, brave, warrior, fighter, strong. Like those, if you identify with those sorts of labels, please know that that is perfectly fine and that is okay. You do you. But the thing is, society itself, once they hear you're a little cancer patient, they like take you and they put you in a box. And I didn't fit in that box, okay? I thought that cancer sucked. I didn't feel brave about it. I didn't feel strong about it. I felt scared. I was tired all the time. I felt upset. This whole thing is ruining my life. You know what I mean? But meanwhile, people are over here being like, whoa, Chelsea, you're such an inspiration. And I'm just like, inspiring you to do what? Not die? I just felt like everything I had done so far in my life was replaced with some accomplishment of not dying. I just think that these sorts of labels and the societal view of a cancer patient, it reduces people to their illness. Like, I am more than a cancer patient. I am a person. And so much of society and friends and family and even yourself, you forget that. You forget that you're a person sometimes. Another submission that I find relevant to this topic is, cancer is the first thing I'm asked about, but then I'm hurt when they don't ask about it. So going back to how friends and family interact with us once we get diagnosed, there's definitely a fine line of, I want to talk about it, but I don't want to talk about it. I want you to acknowledge it, but I don't want it to be all about cancer. And I know that that's extremely confusing for people who are attempting to be supportive to us, but it's extremely confusing to us too. I mean, we don't have all the answers either. And we want you to be there next to us to figure it out with us, to hold our hand, to listen. I think that's the number one thing. If you can listen, truly listen without judgment, without trying to fix it, that is the best way you can support someone. So the next thing I want to talk about is physical changes. Clearly, most people going through cancer have some sort of physical change. Some don't, but most of us do, whether it be surgeries we've had to go through, hair loss, weight gain or loss. I know for me, I didn't even feel like I knew who I was looking at in the mirror. When I looked in the mirror, I saw cancer. I saw a bald girl. I saw rings under my eyes. I saw a defeated person. And grappling with these changes in your appearance are really hard to wrap your mind around. you know, for women, especially our hair is one of the things that we hold on to, we cherish. For me, that was a big part of my identity. My mom was a hairstylist for 25 years, and I would go to her salon and hang out with the ladies and get my hair done. And I spent the better part of 2 years or maybe even more bald. And like, that was a huge part of my identity that was taken away. And so it doesn't just have to be hair. There are many different physical changes, as we talked about. I have scars from my multiple surgeries that I didn't have before. And even if I'm not thinking about cancer now, when I look in the mirror and I see the port scar or I see the biopsy scar, I automatically think cancer. So it can be difficult to separate your sense of self from what is happening to you, what you look like right now. It's extremely difficult. I remember being in the hospital during my transplant, and they had given me so many fluids that my hands were swollen like balloons. My face was swollen. I was bald. I could barely get out of bed. And I just felt the lowest of low about myself. And even though my husband was there going, "You're beautiful. You're still beautiful." I was like, "No, I'm not. I'm not. And I don't feel like me. And I feel like SHIT, basically." You know, thinking about that, it makes sense why, you know, like, once again, our whole life is consumed by it. Friends and family only ask about it. We are only thinking about it. And when we look in the mirror, a lot of times we're looking at cancer. How could you not feel like so much of yourself has been lost? Another one I want to touch on is the way that cancer takes away a lot of our other identities. So, for example, I was a very dedicated working person before I got sick. I had a job where I worked like 70 to 80 hours a week, and a lot of my identity was wrapped up in that job working. And when I got cancer, I wasn't working anymore. I didn't know how to really wrap my mind around that. I had worked my whole life, basically. I was one of those eldest daughter kids who worked little odd babysitting jobs, and I got a job at Old Navy, and then I got another job and a job and a job and a job. I've always had a job. So when I was sitting there at home going through treatment, it's dumb of me to think this, but I did. I thought, I'm a loser. I'm not bringing in any money. I'm sitting on the couch. I didn't reconcile in my head that I'm literally fighting for my life. I thought I was a loser. I felt like a loser. And for many of us, our identities are wrapped up in our career or our school. And when we suddenly don't have that anymore, it can feel like you're just floating there in space. Like, who am I now? What am I doing? What is happening? And for many of us who went through cancer treatment during the pandemic, especially, we couldn't go anywhere. You know, social activities were gone. There was nothing to do but sit there and think about cancer. For me, especially, I felt that way. And that's how I turned to art, is I had nothing, nowhere else to turn. There was nowhere I could go. There was nobody to talk to about it. I just had my thoughts, me, and my iPad to have a place to sort out, who am I now? What am I doing? What do I want with my life? What is me? What is the cancer? How do I make sense of this? It has taken me years to unwrap the fight or flight mentality from my head and my identity and cancer and kind of unwrap them. And I'm still working on it. I mean, like I said, I drew that quote even this week because I had these weird feelings of just feeling like a imposter. I want to read one submission to you on this topic. It says, "I pushed myself to work all through chemo because I needed my identity to be more than cancer." And if that is something that you did as well or are doing, that is completely valid. You cope how you feel best coping. I can understand that. If I physically could have worked, I probably would have tried to. And I know one person at least that runs their own shop, and they were in the hospital getting their transplant and fulfilling orders from their Etsy shop. Like, personally, I could have never done that, having a transplant. But this is what made that person get through it. They had something to focus on. So as I mentioned, I have spent a lot of time working through these feelings. As I just said, they're not all resolved, but I want to talk about a few ways that, besides drawing, that has helped me unravel a lot of this identity stuff, because I know that it's not easy. And one of the major ones is truly therapy. I know maybe it's cliche at this point to say therapy to people, but therapy has helped me so much to understand myself and who I am without the cancer label. I know it's not always easy to say go to therapy. It's not always possible, but if you can, I think that's an investment in yourself that you will never, never regret. One of the most healing things for me outside of therapy has been finding a community of people who get it. And while I was going through treatment, all I wanted was to see another young person at the cancer center. I just wish that I could have at least one person who understood what it was like to live this reality. Because when you're with cancer friends, you're not having to explain your feelings. People just get it. There's so much that you don't have to say out loud that is so healing. Just to be able to be seen, to be heard, to be truly, truly heard, that can make such a difference. That is one reason why on my page, I have tried to connect people whenever possible, because I know the difference that you don't even need a whole community. If you could just have that one cancer friend that can commiserate with you and talk about the feelings, it is just so healing. It really, really is. So as I said, I turned to art as a way to kind of heal from this experience and unravel my identity from cancer. But it's not just all about doing art or writing poetry or doing yoga. You just need to rediscover what makes you happy inside. In the last episode, I talked about how I feel more like myself than ever. And that is because I have taken the time to get back to who I was at my core. And when you rediscover and meet that person who you are on the inside and really get down to that little inner child and help them heal and, you know, listen to them and listen to your heart on what you want from life, it does make a difference. It helps you come back to yourself. Another thing that has really helped me heal is being a help to others in this community. Now, you do not have to be open with people about your diagnosis. You don't have to be a mentor for anyone. It is not a requirement. I just know for me, it has been so healing to help people feel seen or put something into a drawing or into writing where it's like, wow, I could never really put my finger on what I felt like until I saw this or until you said this. And if you can be that person for someone, even in small ways, I think that that does help so many of us feel like we have a purpose behind all of this crap. Like, if I can help someone not feel so alone during their cancer experience or understand how they're feeling or put a name to something like skinxiety, that helping and paying it forward, I think it really does help heal you. And the last one is just giving yourself grace, okay? Some days are going to be better than others when it comes to these feelings. I go through so many ups and downs. Like I said, even though I'm this many years out of treatment, there are some days when cancer is top of mind for me and other days when it's not. And that is okay. I don't think there's any sort of timeline on healing from this sort of thing. I don't think that I'll ever truly be fully healed or forget about cancer or look in the mirror and not see those scars and think back. But I know that giving myself grace and a place to talk about these things and safe people to talk about them with is so important. You really just have to give yourself space to feel what you feel, even if what you feel is hard or people don't understand or people are telling you to get over it. No. I'm not just going to get over it. We are allowed to feel how we feel. It is valid. And if we just pretend that these feelings don't exist, that is the opposite of starting to heal. The total, total opposite. So if you have people in your life like that who are telling you, move on, get over it, it was this long ago. No, I am not going to get over it. I am not going to stop talking about it. This happened to me. And this is my experience. It is not anyone else's. So if you need to tell them what's up, that is justified. And I just want to mention before I go, in line with giving yourself grace, letting yourself feel all the feels. Celebrate things. Celebrate the little things, the little steps, the big steps, the little steps, everything you do. Celebrate these wins, because it is so important to give yourself credit for all of the hard work you're doing. Like, I am so proud of you if you go to therapy, or if you set a boundary, or if you write a poem, or you talk about it, or whatever you do. I'm proud of you. Be proud of yourself. Give yourself credit. Go get some cake. Go get some ice cream. Treat yourself. Genuinely, please give yourself that credit. It is so hard to do that. I know. I am the worst person with that. I'm like, I didn't do anything. But you know what? I'm going to start giving myself a little bit more recognition, some flowers, and really celebrating how far I've come when it feels so overwhelming and that everything is cancer. I need to really learn how to step back and just say, no, I am this person with this opportunity and this life because of who I am, not because of cancer. I am this person in spite of cancer. Okay? Cancer is not the reason that you are special. You are special because of your heart. And it's so hard to remember that sometimes. I know. Okay, so I am going to wrap up the episode here. I hope that you felt seen by this episode. I hope that it helped kind of untangle some of those feelings that we have. Obviously, there's no one-size-fits-all approach to dealing with this. It can be, and it will be for me at least, a lifelong ebb and flow. And just know that you are more than cancer. You are you. You are special. You are lovely. You are wonderful. And yeah, I just wish I could give you a hug. So take this as a virtual hug from me to you. And we're in this together. We'll figure it out together. We'll laugh. We'll cry. We'll do all the things together. You're not alone. And I will see you guys in the next one. Thanks for tuning in. Bye, guys.